solar team Eindhoven has won 3 successive World Solar Challenges. Later this month, the team will be participating in the European Solar Challenge in Belgium. Maria Setink is from Solar Team Eindhoven. Maria, the team certainly has kept the momentum going over the years. What would you say is a recipe for success for this team?
I think it's the discipline that the whole team has, both in giving information and setting up the new team so that the new team is like completely prepared for building another car, but also the discipline that it has in Australia during the race itself. Everything is organized. We have protocols for all situations. And also during the development of the car, there's just so much knowledge within the team. And the combination of the different teams makes it really strong.
Martijn, so that you're on your third vehicle. You started with Stella, then Stella Lux, and now Stella V. What's been the essence of the improvements over the three vehicles?
I think over the three vehicles, more and more importance was in the direction of practicality. So the car was made more comfortable and, you could argue, also more desirable in its design.
So if you look at the adjudication of the races, it's not just about speed and technical performance. What else is important to the judges?
Exterior, so design, comfort and space inside the cabin, little features like a cup holder, and large features like perhaps autonomy, entertainment systems in the car, that sort of thing.
So Maya, aesthetics are important, and I see your vision statement, amongst others, is to make solar cars sexy. How far do you think you are in achieving that vision?
That depends on your taste, of course. I think there's much to improve on still, but that already, if you see Stella V, I think it's a really pretty car already. She looks beautiful, but yeah, there's always much more to improve on, but it's also, compared to normal cars, it's so different. So we also have to get used to solar cars in general. Like, it has a totally different shape, and we have to get used to that to find it more beautiful.
Martijn, you won the World Solar Championships in Australia. What were some of the biggest lessons that you learned from that experience?
I think the fact that we won 3 championships makes it incredibly hard for us to overdo that. But it's a nice motivation at least.
And competing in an environment where it isn't sunny, for instance, so next week you'll be competing in Belgium, and it's a different style of race, if you can tell us about that race, but potentially not as much sunshine as in Australia. So how's that sort of race different? How do you approach it differently?
The weather is different, that's correct, but solo driving is not exclusive for Australia. It's also possible in Europe, and that's what we're going to prove in Belgium.
Comments on that? Is it possible in Europe? 6 months of the year, it's pretty cold, not much sunshine. I come from the Southern Hemisphere, and so I'm skeptical.
Yeah, there is indeed a big difference between the climates, but it is possible because we have a really large battery pack, which you can drive. I think you can drive 600 kilometers on a full battery pack if it's completely charged. So you won't even need the solar panels for that. But even there's some solar radiation always during the day. So you can, I think you can drive really far without even using the solar panels. But the solar panels contribute really a lot. And also the aerodynamics and the weight of the car makes it way more efficient than the regular cars that that are being produced by other brands, which makes it more achievable in other climates than just any weather.